48 hours before a ceasefire is scheduled to begin in Syria, President Assad comes forward with new conditions. Did the Syrian government ever intend to cease firing? It's Monday, April 9th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Syria's president says he will not pull back his troops unless the opposition lays down their weapons. We're going to talk about dwindling chances for peace in Syria in just a moment. Also, later this hour, we remember Mike Wallace with someone who knew him well. First, though, let's check in on our headlines.
And that ceasefire in Syria, is it unraveling? Our partners at the BBC were the first to report that Syrian rebels rejected an 11th-hour demand by the government. The ceasefire is to take effect tomorrow, but yesterday the government demanded that rebels agree in writing to abide by the ceasefire. Mohamed Bassem Imadi is senior member of the opposition's Syrian National Council.
They are becoming more and more confident of themselves that now they are imposing demands and putting conditions on things that they should actually accept immediately.
We'll have more on the Syrian story in just a moment. China is keeping the pressure on both sides in Syria. It urged the government and rebels to honor their commitment, and Syria's foreign minister, meanwhile, is in Moscow today for meetings with Russian officials.
North Korea appears to be on track for launching a long-range missile in a matter of days. That's according to foreign reporters who are allowed into the country to see the rocket. North Korea has said the missile will launch a satellite, but the U.S. says that could violate an international agreement. Here at home, officials in Tulsa, Oklahoma, say revenge may have played a key role in the shooting rampage last Friday that killed three African-American men. Two suspects were apprehended yesterday. One is white, the other Native American. And Tulsa Police Major Walter Evans says the second suspect had posted a message on Facebook saying his father had been killed by a black man.
We look at social networking sites as a normal course of business to get information. You know, investigation is a tedious process. It's very seldom that we're going to have a situation where everything is going to be staring at us on one sheet of paper.
Both suspects in Tulsa are facing three counts of first-degree murder, two counts of shooting with intent to kill.
Medical researchers say they are sounding an alarm about a possible link between a pregnant woman's obesity and her chances of having a child diagnosed with autism.
22% of mothers of children with autism, 24% of mothers of children with other developmental delays were obese, compared to 14% of mothers of typically developing children.
That was Paula Kerkoviak. She's the lead author of the study that's being published today by the journal Pediatrics. It's one of the first to find a possible link, or at least a correlation, between a mother's obesity and autism in a child. But the conclusions are not definitive. Researchers say more study is needed. Something very familiar about all the top three movies over the weekend. Hunger Games did it again. It was number one for the third week in a row. Number two was the American Pie sequel, American Reunion. And number three was the return of Titanic, this time in 3D.
In the markets, Asian markets are down. European markets are mixed. Futures on Wall Street are down significantly. The Dow is down more than 100 points. The Dow will start at 13,060, the S&P at 1398, the NASDAQ at 3080. Coming up later this hour, we remember a legend.
I think that's a credo for a good reporter, a good journalist. Tough, but fair.
A journalism legend passed away this weekend, the legacy of Mike Wallace. We remember him, but we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite Mike Wallace moment, or maybe a favorite 60 Minutes moment? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we will talk more later on this hour. We begin, though, in Syria. A ceasefire that was negotiated by former UN chief Kofi Annan is scheduled to begin on Tuesday. However, just prior to that ceasefire beginning, we hear from Syria that they now have conditions in order to pull back their troops. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Will the government of President Bashar al-Assad hold up its end of the bargain?